This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free like freedom. We're launching into the second hour of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line room is there for you, too, over at discord.lrn.fm. Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we'll tell you about the latest on the Bill Cosby retrial, the sexual assault retrial. Again, the first time around, it was a hung jury. We'll give you the latest on what's happening there. And then also an absolutely ridiculous story about Dick's Sporting Goods and guns, what they're going to be doing with them. Bo Diddley, although, is on the line here, somebody calling themselves that, calling from South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bo. Bo Diddley? Are you there? Going once. Bo Diddley, going twice. We'll see if he's got maybe a better sell or something like that. Put him back on hold. Meanwhile, we go to Skype, where Dave Ridley is on the line, listening in New Hampshire. Hello, Dave.
Hi. I think it was Mark who asked me to call in if I had any updates on this Ed and Elaine Brown news.
What is the news with Ed and Elaine Brown? For listeners who aren't familiar with the names, this is an older couple. They're probably getting up in their 80s or early 80s maybe now. That a decade ago, or just over a decade ago, was arrested by the federal government in what was a very long standoff, I think maybe 6 to 9 months standoff at their house in Plainfield, New Hampshire, where I believe Dave, you and I both went to visit during the standoff to meet the Browns. These people were accused of not paying income tax, and they made a stand. They did not fight against the government. They just simply threatened them and ultimately, of course, got taken down.
Was it income tax or property tax?
It was income tax,
all right.
To my knowledge. And ultimately, the government took the property, of course, and then they sat on it for years, and then the government had the federal government had a tough time trying to sell the place because nobody wants to buy a house that could have mines, landmines, or other booby traps that might be set about the property.
Right, and nobody really knows if those are there, but the feds have said, we think there might be.
Yeah, it's buy it as is, and then you figure it out.
Did this couple threaten that they would booby trap the place?
There were people there who threatened various different things over time. I couldn't tell you exactly what the threats were from Ed Brown. I mean, he did not want to go to prison, obviously, and he was pretty loud about his opposition to the federal government. So it wouldn't surprise me if Ed Brown had made some sort of more specific threat, but we're talking about 12 years ago now, so I don't recall exactly. But anyway, what's the latest on what's going on with them, Dave? Because they're in prison.
One of the people who was active in raising concerns about their treatment at the beginning, in 2007, was Keith Champagne. He lived in, I guess, New Jersey or Connecticut, if I recall, at the time. He's since moved to New Hampshire and become a free skater, I believe. But he was always kind of a credible and soft-spoken, level-headed seeming activist. And I haven't had a lot of contact with him recently, but he sent me a note a few days ago saying that there was an indication that a federal case called the DiMaia case could result in Ed and Elaine being freed. He emailed me today, I guess, or maybe yesterday, to say that the DiMaia case was just successful against the feds.
And what is this case? Do you have a summary of what it's about?
My understanding from Googling it was that it wasn't getting much attention at all, and it was some sort of an immigration-related case. But the way Keith Champagne describes it, it seems like it would have implications in terms of like some people getting sentences that were beyond the maximum, which certainly should be there could be a possibility with all of the Brown arrestees that are still in prison. Easily all of them could have been sentenced to more than the maximum for all I know. I mean, they were sentenced to so much.
Yeah, the DiMaia case is about immigrants that are in the country legally and possible deportations. So I don't know how this would wind up applying to Ed and Elaine Brown, who are not immigrants, to the best of my knowledge.
Right. I couldn't figure that out either. But Keith believes, he believed a few days ago that there was a chance they could get out. And now he says, quote, they are definitely coming home, unquote.
Well, I appreciate the optimism. I guess I would like to know more about his analysis and, you know, why he feels like they're going to be coming home, because, I mean, that'd be great news. I mean, nobody really wants to, can't imagine anybody wants to see people perish in a jail cell and die because they didn't pay some arbitrary extraction by the king.
Right. They didn't hurt anybody.
They certainly didn't. The only people who hurt people were the federal government agents.
They hurt my roads, Ian.
Who came down there and attacked people and arrested them and then put them into prison cells for, again, just wanting to be left alone.
Well, they arrested one of ours, one of the Free Staters, Lauren Canario, for just trying to visit them.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. Anything else you want to share tonight, Dave Ridley?
I have quoted the email into my audio recorder, and we'll be uploading that on the Ridley Report, but it might be tomorrow before it appears.
That's over at RidleyReport.com. That's Dave's YouTube channel. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. As we continue, you can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And actually, Ed Brown, he was one of those guys that was, like, tough to really like because he was just so crazy, you know, like he believed the Illuminati was after him. He was kind of one of those guys. And, you know, by all evidence, somebody was after him for sure. I don't know if it was right. The Illuminati. And I had mistakenly associated, you mentioned Aleister Crowley earlier in the show tonight when we were talking about people who passed away. Barbara Bush died. Apparently, there are allegations that she is the son of Aleister Crowley.
The daughter of Aleister. Well,
she looks like a man. I was looking at the news footage of her, and she did not look very feminine.
She's always looked a little butch.
But Crowley, apparently, one of you mentioned that he was the founder of Satanism. That does not appear to be accurate. You might be thinking of Anton LaVey. Crowley actually claimed at one point that he was not a Satanist.
You're right. I am thinking of LaVey. Aleister Crowley,
he inspired LaVey to some extent.
Okay, I was going to say, I know there is something that he did with maybe the occult?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of weird occult esoteric crap.
Okay.
His big thing was the sex magic and do what you will.
Yeah, and you know, looking at the pictures of this guy, as I mentioned off the air, he looks like he should be in a live-action role-playing group or something like that. I mean, he looks like just a total dorky dude, which might explain why he got into a sex cult so he could possibly get, you know, get laid.
What better way?
But
he and Barbara's mom...
Allegedly.
They were friends, but she came right over... To the States, and a year later, Barbara was out, and eventually she ended up marrying one of America's royalty.
Right, and of course, if you want to get into, you know, esoteric stuff, you can find all kinds of, like, connections between families like the Bushes,
all the presidents.
And, like, creepy esoteric order kind of clubs, like the Skull and Bone Society, that apparently George W. Bush was a part of, and likely his father was also a part of, which is one of those, you know, secretive organizations.
And he killed Kennedy.
Who? His dad?
Because
he was a CIA director?
Correct. He was there. Of course, he won't admit that he was there, but there's plenty of pictures of him right there.
He's the only man that was alive in the United States that does not remember where he was the day that Kennedy was assassinated.
He was right there.
Wait a minute. Was he the director of the CIA at that time,
or
just
CIA
a foot
something.
Soldier?
No, I think he was the director.
I don't recall.
Because they're not
going to
have the director go out and pull the trigger on something.
No. I'm not saying he did it.
Right. You're saying he ordered it. Yeah, he ordered it. Yeah. I mean, you can get into these areas, and it's a very deep, dark rabbit hole. And all you need to know about these people is they want to control you.
Right.
Whatever their personal beliefs are about their religion. Because, again, just because Aleister Crowley was an occultist doesn't necessarily mean his daughter was. She may have been, you know, somebody who considered herself a good Christian, but all that said, there's definitely some very creepy things that have been associated with the Bush family over time. But the creepiest thing is the fact that they want to control other people, and they send people to their doom in the form of the military, and they're no different than any of the Democrats that
they
have been
sacrifice
people that are not theirs to sacrifice.
Correct.
Toll-free number to join us on the radio, 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. More coming up. We'll tell you what's going on with Dick's Sporting Goods. It's pretty ridiculous.
This is Darrell W. Perry, host of Free Talk Live. This November, I'll be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, and I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. Since 1989, 353 people in the United States have been exonerated by DNA testing, including 38 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit, and 20 of whom served time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of these cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of Team Innocence Project, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fees. However, to secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon, I need to raise $3,500 by November 1st. You can support the Innocence Project and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us right here on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. and bring up anything that you want. Our number for you to do that is 855-453 Like Freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Daryl, tell me about Liberty.menu. What is it?
Liberty.menu is a social networking site of sorts where, at its heart, is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. It's something that libertarians have been asking for like a decade at least. And, well, there's not really been one that has taken off.
Yes, they never really have. And they've always been kind of lackluster, never really.
But Liberty.menu, you know, again, they've added this social networking aspect to where you can wind up rating and reviewing businesses and events, kind of like Yelp.
Yeah,
but you can
only
also,
for liberty-friendly businesses.
Right, and you can also connect and share with others. And again, it's a tool for our community. Again, at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content. And more. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu. And if you use code FTL in that activity code area, you wind up getting a special Free Talk Live listener badge.
Sweet.
Liberty.menu.
Because we can't give you a discount for putting in code FTL because it's free.
Right.
So you just go there and, you know, load up whatever businesses, whatever entrepreneurial things you've got there so other libertarians can find you.
Yep, and find events such as ForkFest.
All right, we'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. So check it out at Liberty.menu. As we continue here, we'll take your calls, your thoughts about what you want. This is a name we haven't seen on the phones in a while here on Skype. He's Ricky from the Commonwealth. Hello, Ricky.
That'd be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, it's been a while since I've been here. I've been very busy. I'm famous now, Ian.
You're famous? It sounds like you've downgraded the quality of your phone, though, so you don't sound more famous, I'll tell you that.
I know this headset's crap, okay, but don't worry about that. I'm sorry. I'll work on it. I'm not going to use it anymore. No, here's the thing. I'll tell you about how famous I am.
All right.
I'm as famous as his famous Twitch. From the Skype chat. That's how famous I've become.
You're as famous as who?
Twitch.
Twitch? The website where you can stream video of...
Twitch the girl. Twitch killed your waffles. The girl.
I don't know.
She's quite famous. Look her up.
I've never heard
Anyways,
of her.
Never heard of her. Can't be that famous.
Can you claim somebody's famous if... Conan, have you heard of this Twitch girl from the Skype chats?
Her name is Twitch?
That's what he's saying.
I've never heard of her, but I don't follow Twitch either, so...
Well, no, it's a Skype chat. Somebody who's in... Ricky is obsessed with these Skype chats. They're these group chats where, like, dozens of people will be in a chat on Skype, and it's just, we've had somebody add us to some of these things on our Skype here, and it's super annoying because it's just a bunch of crap.
Okay, won't happen no more.
Is this like the new ham radio operator thing where they just kind of, everyone's monitoring a channel and they just get in and start talking, hey, what's going on?
I think you're thinking about CB radio because ham radio is licensed, whereas CB, well, it was for a time license, but they got rid of the licenses.
Well, I know this is free and all, but similarly, you have...
Party line.
It's party line.
Yeah.
Well, here, I'll tell you this here. Now, I own the Skype chats because I've been down there.
You own the Skype chats. Every Skype chat, Ricky owns them. Now, what does it mean to own
it? I'm the top.
Huh?
I'm the top cop on there. I mean, I'm the most popular man on there.
How do you know that?
How do I know that? Yeah. Because it's my, first of all, I'm leader of the Confederacy on there. You don't know this, but we fought the Civil War for a month.
You fought a Civil War on a Skype chat.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you
was like a schism, did the chat group like break into two and became another chat group?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Doesn't work that way. Hundreds of groups, across hundreds of groups, 300 people about. Now, here's the point of this. I had a hidden agenda, because I'm on there catching pedophiles. I've got the person down in York, Pennsylvania, as young as 10 years old, that child prostitution ring started in the first quarter of 2017. That's why I'm on there. But I hit an agenda. There's a lot of Commonwealth of Pennsylvania stuff all over the country. People are all of a sudden surge for, you know, freedom and independence. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been using that for my hidden agenda.
So, okay, let me see if this is a little jumbled here, Ricky, as it tends to be with your call. So I'm going to see if I can sort out what it is you're saying. You have gone into Skype chats, large group chats on Skype, with the intention of taking down pedophiles.
And promoting liberty.
The Confederacy.
The Confederacy, right. He believes he's the reincarnation. He said this before. He didn't say it tonight. But he believes he's the reincarnation of someone we were discussing earlier, the president of the Confederacy. What was that guy's name again?
Jefferson Davis.
How well did you know Bedford? Was he a good guy?
The KKK guy?
Yeah, fourth guy.
I don't know him. I do not know him. Thank you.
The general. His statue is right next to you in Memphis, or it used to be in December before they took it down.
I don't know him. I don't know him, brother. I really don't.
So
he doesn't come into me. I don't have any connection.
So are you going into like pedophile chat rooms, or where are you doing this investigating?
Okay, first of all, I've been investigating ever since after Valentine's Day is when I started.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now. If you want to hear about that, I'll tell you. We can talk about the Confederacy another day. Now, I went in there, and the people I mentioned, unfortunately, one of these pedophiles, the one that was adding you, a man by the name of Dylan, started calling himself Dylan of the Commonwealth. Well, we took care of that.
How did you take care of it?
Well, like a deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania would, ultimately.
What does that mean?
Well, I got him in a room alone, and we had a little talk. That's all right. His dad's also on the CP.
Where did this guy, this alleged pedophile that you're talking about, does he live there near you in Pennsylvania?
I got about 12 of them, actually, total. I got four of them already I'm done with.
So what happens when you get one of these guys in a room? Like, what is that like? What do you do to them?
Well, first of all, see, you got to understand, it's been mass hysteria because they've been trying to cover up themselves and, you know, the one shenanigans, he's the one behind, he was involved, he's a fake truck driver. He was in New York, Pennsylvania, I was going to go get him. No, he's not. Actually,
there's a lot of things you can fake in this world, but why you would fake being a truck driver, I don't know.
Well, you remember the guy with the ice cream truck? Come on, they don't care. That one, as young as 10 years old.
Oh, so you're saying he was like an ice cream truck driver. He was, okay, no, that makes a little more sense, right? He was posing as
a rig.
Huh?
He loads trucks. He doesn't actually drive a rig.
Well,
now, I, on the other hand...
Why would you fake that?
Because he's a pervert, dude. There was a sudden...
Loading trucks is not going to get you close to children. If you're driving around an ice cream truck, then I could see that that would make sense, right? Like, if
Listen,
you don't have a real ice cream truck, but instead you're just abducting children because they think that you've got ice cream.
Right. I'm making a joke there. That's how he travels.
Well, this isn't really a funny topic.
No, it's not.
I mean, you're talking about actual, like, danger to
children. It's terrible. I've seen horrible things. I was deputy of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. One of the things they don't do, the new modern version of swatting, is throwing child pornography on somebody's device. You know, they won't do that to me because I can, if I need to, can only be in some of these horrible rooms. I saw a room. I got to go up to New York. I got to hit Indiana. And I got to hit Texas right off the bat.
Look out, Indiana. Look out, Texas. Ricky is on the case. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. He's coming to a chat room near you. 855-450-3733.
To promote the Confederacy.
3733.
To keep
take down the pedophiles. 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on Skype. That's Skype username, lrn.fm. Or hop into the Discord on-air call-in-line room at discord.lrn.fm. Speaking of sexual assault, we got the Bill Cosby allegations coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number... 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
The latest on the Bill Cosby sexual assault retrial. They couldn't get him either found guilty or not guilty at the previous attempt, so they're trying it again. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. Also, Daryl, you'd mentioned Forkfest in the last segment, and that is coming up, and it'll be here sooner than you think. We are about 2 months away from the second ever Forkfest. It's Forkfest 2018, happening June 14th through the 18th in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, Rogers Campground. It's going to be the festival before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is a festival that we've attended for many years in the past. And there was a bit of a schism, a bit of a fork, if you will, in that particular festival-attending audience. And some people wanted to turn the Porkfest into like a family-friendly only kind of an event. And then the people that, you know, maybe wanted to have a little bit more fun that might not be acceptable at a family-friendly event, they didn't have their own event at that point. So now we've just got a decentralized event called Forkfest, and it's decentralized because there's nobody in charge. There's not a board of directors. There's not an organizer. It's just some of us decided Yeah, I think it was actually on the air. It was you, me, and Will Coley. Daryl, we just sort of talked about, hey, let's do this 5 days before the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It'll be called Forkfest, and or whatever you want to call it,
right,
because nobody's really in charge of this thing. There is an unofficial website you can go to at forkfest.party. There's a Telegram chat group. There are some chat rooms on the LRN Discord, and you can link to all of that over at forkfest.party. So it's up to you to create what happens at Forkfest. Maybe you don't want to create anything. Maybe you just want to, you know, relax at a campsite, hang out with some libertarians. You'll be able to do that. And it sounds to me like more people are planning on attending Forkfest this year than attended it last year, which makes sense because last year was a pretty last-minute thing that we, you know, some people just kind of threw together. And this year, people are throwing things together a lot earlier.
Right.
But we don't know what things because nobody's really in charge. I would say the best resource is probably the Forkfest forum, because there you can have individual threads about whatever different events that people want to do on their own campsites, whether
yes,
it be selling food. There's already talk about there being some food vendors, which will be a first because there weren't any officially there for Forkfest last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what kind of develops, what springs out from a completely unorganized event. It's forkfest.party. Go learn more about it and mark your calendar for June 14th through the 18th here in New Hampshire. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is back on. It is a retrial. We reported a couple weeks ago that there was a topless protester who got arrested outside of the trial, and that's something we don't see a whole lot here in the United States, but she was one of the feminine protesters. We've seen some of them doing topless events in places like Russia and other Eastern European nations. It was the first time I'd ever seen a feminine event in the United States. So that was newsworthy. But also, of course, what's going on inside the trial is pretty interesting because, you know, a lot of us grew up with Bill Cosby, right? Like, we didn't know him. You know, how many
of us... America's dad!
Well, and you know what? I never really watched The Cosby Show, although
what?
That's certainly what he was big for. I mean, I might have encountered a couple episodes here and there as a kid, but I saw him on... not Reading Rainbow, that was LeVar Burton, but there was like this thing that he did on Nickelodeon where it would be in between like commercial breaks. They had
thing
where he had this pen and he would draw, and this there was like books
I remember
that they would send you, and they were like really long commercials
he was Reading Rainbow's cousin.
Yeah, there were really long commercials for like this drawing subscription service, basically. And what you would do is you'd subscribe to it, and I think at one time my parents had subscribed to me when I was a little kid to this thing. But they would send you a book, or like a coloring book or something, or like connect the dots, maybe it was. And
picture pages.
That's it, picture pages. And thank you for that, Daryl. Thanks to the, thank the internet, right? You
yes,
looked that up somewhere. You would like connect dots or whatever, and he would do the thing on the television, and the idea was you were supposed to do it along with him. So it was almost like, you know, Bill Cosby was leading you through this this picture pages thing.
Did he voice a character in a cartoon like
Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Fat Albert was his character. So Bill Cosby was a comedian, right?
So they probably built that cartoon around his
yes,
character.
Yeah, I remember that was actually how I knew who Bill Cosby was, rather than seeing him on The Cosby Show. Was my parents actually had some of his old comedy albums. So
I have a couple of them myself.
They were funny, man. He had some really good comedy acts that he did.
I picked them up. I thought they might sell for some good money, but
did
no,
they?
No one. No, I still have them.
Nobody wants albums
no
anymore.
No, they don't want that crap.
So here's a bit of a summary of what happened earlier this week.
What was the FEMA girl? What was she actually protesting? Was she there protesting Cosby or something else?
Cosby. She specifically came to his trial. She's a former actress on his show, on The Cosby Show from the 1980s.
Mm.
So she was like a teenager, a young teenager. She was one of the friends of the Cosby character's daughter on the show.
But isn't that the opposite of what you would want to do, is to get topless in front of Cosby if he's actually a problem? I mean, aren't you defeating the whole argument?
The point is to get attention, Cody.
Well, I get that part, but...
If she had just stood there with a sign, it wouldn't have been newsworthy. She got news coverage because she stripped down and the cops came after her. There were like six cops that went after just a topless lady. And they threw her in the bushes and like had to fish her out of there. And it was a scene.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I remember.
She wanted to cause a scene, and she did, and she got all kinds of photos and all kinds of news coverage. We talked about it. I wouldn't have even known the Cosby trial was happening if it wasn't for her.
Well, it's been going on forever.
Right, but I wouldn't have. I had no idea that there was even a mistrial or a hung jury. I had no idea about that. And so that they're restarting it.
So they're retrial. They're having a retrial.
Correct. And he, of course, is accused of sexual assault against Andrea Constand. that she's the victim in this case, but of course there are many women who have come out and said that Cosby has victimized them. Some of those women were expected to testify at this this retrial. Prosecutors delivered a 1-2 punch on Monday as chief accuser. This is from, by the way, Yahoo News. Chief accuser Andrea Constand rejected defense allegations that she concocted her story to score a big payday, and her mother testified that Cosby apologized. Because Cosby did, I believe, make a fairly large payment to Ms. Constand about a decade ago. Andrea and Gianna Constand's testimony followed that of additional five accusers who told jurors that Cosby had drugged and assaulted them two decades earlier. Constand has accused Cosby of drugging and molesting her at his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. And Cosby has denied those allegations. Prosecutors were building to the conclusion of their case against Cosby. He had arrived for the trial. Spokeswoman for the 80-year-old comedian blasted the chief accuser and her mother as they arrived at the courthouse in the morning. Ebony Benson says Andrea and her mother's testimony, quote, seemed more colorful and embellished than during last year's trial that ended with a hung jury. Constand on Monday denied making up her story, and let's see, what else? The judge ruled that day that the jurors can hear the comedian's prior testimony about giving quaaludes to women before sex. So this was in a previous case. Judge Stephen O'Neill ruled, this was Tuesday, that prosecutors can read the testimony into the record at Cosby's retrial on charges he drugged and molested Constand. He had testified at a deposition related to the lawsuit against him, or Constand's suit against him, that he had gotten quaaludes from his doctor in the 1970s. He said he was given 7 prescriptions for the now-banned sedative, ostensibly for a sore back. He had said he had never taken the drug himself, instead saving it to give to women with whom he wanted to have sex. Cosby's lawyers argued the testimony is irrelevant to his retrial because there's no evidence that he gave Constand the drug.
Is this something that famous people have to do to get sick?
What, get quaaludes?
Yeah, to drug women and knock them out to actually have sex with them.
Well, that's a good question, Conan.
Yeah, and yeah, I've heard from some people that a lot of times, you know, famous people will hire prostitutes. Not because that's the only way they can get laid, but because prostitutes tend to stay silent about what sort of freaky things people are into. And in this sort of case, this is rape. Rape isn't about sex. It's about power and control.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
Let's come back with more here, because this is pretty creepy, that he actually admitted to having quaaludes and giving them to women specifically before sex, under oath, under deposition. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. The control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You are welcome to join our Discord server, and you might find some people you like. You might find some people you don't like. There are some people who do not like each other who are battling it out on the Free Talk Live chat room tonight, and actually for the past uncounted nights, I think, at this point.
Since the beginning of time.
But the good news is there are other rooms. You can join various different rooms for various different topics, like gaming, cryptocurrency, New Hampshire, other things like that. And then, of course, there's the one that people are most active in during the show, the Free Talk Live channel. So go and check that out. And you can also join us on the air through Discord via the on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can test out the online version. They've got a web app for Discord. But if you like it, you can download their app and put it on whatever device is your favorite, or more than one device. I've got Discord on the studio computer here, and I've also got it on my personal cell phone, so I can always check in there and see what's going on. And it's free, so you can get involved, and I think over 600 people have signed up thus far for the Discord, and I was actually looking at statistics the other day to see how many of them have actually come back. Because it's one thing to say, oh, we got 600 members. Well, yeah, but how many of them have actually used it within the last week or so? So, yeah, over 608 members, and according to this, we now have, I don't know, I'll have to figure out that later. But anyway, there was a way to figure it out, and I just don't remember what it is at the moment. Oh, yeah, prune. I have to hit the prune button, and then it'll tell me more than 7 days ago. Yes, so 300 members have not been there in 7 days. So prune. We got half of them.
Like the fruit?
Prune, yeah, like prune
or like
out.
The prune,
like a remove.
A tree, yeah.
Like, yeah, like I can remove the, if I wanted to. I haven't done this yet, but I could remove people who have been inactive for a certain amount of time. So anyway, the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More about what's going on with Bill Cosby and his sexual assault retrial here. They couldn't get a conviction. They couldn't get a not guilty out of the first time. And so this time around, the judge has ruled that the prosecutors can actually read into testimony Cosby's statements at a deposition related to a lawsuit against him by the same alleged victim, Andrea Constand. And the deposition that will be read in is testimony where Cosby says that he received Quaaludes from his doctor in Los Angeles in the 1970s and then has given those Quaaludes to women that he wanted to have sex with. So he's admitting to drugging up women with the intention of having sex with them.
And what we were talking about in the last segment, not just having sex with them, but raping them.
Well, right. Raping them sensibly while they're out of it.
Correct.
Right?
Against their will.
Yeah. But he's probably going to argue that they wanted the Quaaludes, that they knew what he was giving them, and that they were taking them consensually. Would likely be his argument. I don't know. I'm just speculating here, because otherwise, I mean, that's a pretty clear, creepy, horrifying thing to admit to.
Right.
Right. A police sergeant has told jurors, this was on Tuesday, that a suburban Philadelphia prosecutor abruptly shut down an initial investigation into allegations that Cosby had sexually assaulted a woman. Cheltenham Township Police Sergeant Richard Schaefer testified that then Montgomery County District Attorney Bruce Castor announced he was closing the 2005 probe just hours after investigators met to discuss leads that needed to be followed up. Castor ended the investigation into Cosby 4 weeks after Andrea Constand told police the comedian had drugged and molested her about a year earlier. The prosecutor had said evidence showed both parties, quote, could be held in less than a flattering light, unquote. His successors reopened the criminal case in 2015 after Cosby's testimony from the civil suit was unsealed. That is to say, the testimony about him drugging up women with Quaaludes. Cosby claims that the encounter was consensual. According to the story, the 80-year-old Cosby Show star says he gave Constand 1.5 tablets of the cold and allergy medicine Benadryl to, quote, help her relax. So you look at what he's admitted to. He's admitted to having Quaaludes that he claims to have been given a prescription for, I guess, before they were outlawed, and then giving that to women to, you know, make it easier to have sex with them, presumably.
Yep.
And his attorneys argued that, oh, well, you shouldn't let this in, Judge, because he's not being accused of giving her a Quaalude. He's being accused of giving her Benadryl. Well, how did she know it was Benadryl? It sounds to me like he's been holding on to some Quaaludes for a long time.
But it also, it goes to show the character. It's kind of like some of the stuff in the OJ trial to where I believe the defense didn't want the history of some of the cops being shown to where
they were corrupt.
The cops had admitted to planting evidence. Well, irrelevant, because they're not being accused of planting evidence in this trial, but it goes to show a history.
Right.
If you have a history of planting evidence, then chances are you planted evidence. In this case, if you have a history of giving women Quaaludes and then raping them, then it goes to show that you have a history of making women unconscious so that you can rape them.
Right. And what level of honesty was he, if any, you know, when he was providing these women with the pills? Was he telling them that this is going to knock them out? Was he telling them this is going to take the edge off?
You know,
what was he telling them? And did she know it was actually Benadryl? He says she showed no ill effects from the pills and did not object when he touched her. Cosby told investigators he had a social and romantic relationship with Constand. She says Cosby knocked her out with the pills and then sexually abused her. Cosby's first trial ended without a verdict. More from the story here. Jurors are getting a sense of Bill Cosby's view of consent from a lurid deposition testimony in which the comedian described reaching an area, quote, somewhere between permission and rejection, unquote.
What?
During what he claims was a prior sexual encounter with his chief accuser. I mean, what kind of legal, what is kind of talk is that? You know what I mean? When Bill Clinton said it depends on the definition of what is.
Yep. Yeah.
The comedian reached an area, quote, somewhere between permission and rejection. So that means that they're not quite conscious enough to consent, but not quite conscious enough to reject. That sounds like rape to me.
Yeah. She didn't say no, but she wasn't able to say no.
Right.
So, like, that's the same as yes, right? No.
Well, maybe she was playing hard to get. Maybe she was playing the game, the cat and mouse game.
Well, and that is part of the difficulty of these allegations is that, you know, what really happened behind closed doors? Was it as she describes it? Was it as he describes it? Or was it something else? You know, is the truth somewhere in between what the two of them were saying? Cosby testified a dozen years ago as part of a civil lawsuit that Constand filed against him. And so they're reading excerpts from his testimony at the actual criminal charge trial that's happening now. In the deposition, Cosby graphically described a sexual encounter he says he and Constand once had. Constand has testified she rejected his previous advances, and the former Temple University women's basketball administrator accused him of drugging and molesting her at his home. And finally, here, jurors at the sexual assault retrial. Let's see here. Yeah, that's just a summary. So that's the latest there on Cosby. There's one other little addition from pjmedia.com. This is more of an opinion piece, but I'll take the most relevant portion here. When asked, why didn't you have sexual intercourse? This was a police officer asking Cosby in 2004 in relation to an investigation on these allegations. Cosby responded, quote, I don't like it, unquote. Okay, this is supposed to be his defense. This is what his attorneys are putting on as, oh, Cosby, he wouldn't have done this. He doesn't like sexual intercourse. Well, now, wait a minute. Maybe that's true.
Yeah, didn't Michael Jackson say the same thing?
I don't know what he said, but in this case, maybe it's true Cosby doesn't like intercourse. One of the accusers, because we read her part of her claims a couple weeks ago, she claims she came to consciousness with him penetrating her mouth. So just because he doesn't like intercourse of the traditional variety doesn't mean he doesn't like sticking himself in places where he was not welcome to be. So, you know, I don't... This sounds like a pretty weak defense to me. Although all he needs is one person to vote not guilty in order for this to be another hung jury, of course. So where this one will end up, we don't know. It's, you know, the allegations here are pretty outrageous. And, you know, a lot of people obviously grew up watching this guy. And, you know, you watch somebody on television, you don't really know who they are. You just know they're who they're acting to, you know, pretending like they are.
Right.
And similarly, these women didn't know who he really was, if indeed he was really this molester, rapist that they're trying to make him out to be. If you want to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Some creepy sounding stuff here. Somewhere between permission and rejection is what Cosby said he was. And he's given him, you know, drugs. And he's testified to that, too. Hour number three is coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.